Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Yeah. said to me, you know I call you, on the telephone. I'm only hoping that you're home, so I can't hear you when you say those words to me and whisper so softly.
Remember when it was so rock and roll to, like, destroy your equipment after a concert? Like, you'd knock the drums over and throw the guitar into the crowd. And I saw a video of CC DeVille of Poison basically, destroying all of his equipment. But he was mad at someone in the audience. He actually got into an argument with someone from the stage. Actually jumped down into the crowd and went after the person. It's like, wow. That's the point where rock and roll becomes ridiculous. Donna Summer is on CFW.
Some hot stuff. 80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Yeah, we heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
You make it grow, man, cry.
90s and more, 105.7 CFW, a long set of music in progress. Here's Alanis.
I had no choice but to hear you. You stated your case time and again. I thought about it. You treat me like I'm a princess. To lying naked, you ask how my day was. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you things. You held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. That I've ever met. You're my best friend, best friend with benefits. What took me so long? I've never felt this healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I could.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app. 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
Take me home.
Laura McKenna has got your opportunity to win free lunch at Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi Restaurant in Eau Claire tomorrow and every weekday around 12:40. She gives you a keyword to text in to win free lunch. That gift certificate to Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi Restaurant. Make sure you're listening around 12:40. And make sure you have that Civic Media mobile app ready to text.
Listening to Jay Roberts, 80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW.
Journey is on 105.7 CFW. We'll get a look at that weather forecast update here in moments. Right now, CNC Music Factory.
Shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will do this boo. Party people in the house, move.
To know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced it will pause hiring and out-of-state travel amid budget constraints. In a memo sent to staff on Friday, the agency announced it would freeze hiring for all jobs except two critical positions through the end of June. They also announced a pause on out-of-state travel and that it would consider voluntary reductions in paid working hours if requested by individual employees. Officials cited a $2.3 million reduction in state funding as a major factor in the decision to reduce spending. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reporting an increase in the amount of taxes and fees collected this December compared to previous years. According to their report, the state collected nearly $2.1 billion in general purpose taxes and fees this year, up from about $2 billion last December. The increase represents a nearly 2% bump over the previous December, and in total, the state collected over 5% more than it did the previous year, with $9.7 billion this year compared to $9.2 billion in 2023. A Rockford, Illinois man has been charged in relation to a 2022 homicide in Altoona. 47-year-old Charles Gary is the third person to face charges in connection to the homicide. According to court documents, Rockford authorities discovered the burnt body of Dennis Shaddy on April 12, 2022, later determining that the homicide had occurred in Altoona before his body was moved. Gary was charged with concealment of a homicide death. 46-year-old Brandon Gaston of Rockford and 55-year-old Tracy Clark of Altoona are also facing charges. A suspect has been taken into custody after law enforcement authorities determined a Saturday fire in Elk Mound to be arson. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Office, the fire occurred early Saturday morning just before 5 a.m. at Shooter's Showgirls in Elk Mound. After reviewing security footage, authorities determined that the fire was caused by arson. Officers then interviewed Colton Jansen of Comstock, who allegedly admitted to his involvement in the fire before being taken into custody. The building was completely destroyed in the fire. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low near zero, wind chills to 15 below. Sunny and colder tomorrow, a high only of 10 above, but low 20s with sun Friday. Partly sunny but warm for January into the weekend, highs upper 20s. It's 24 right now.
CFW.
Let them make you a clown. Let them make you a clown.
Rolling, I gotta roll on out of here myself. We got Throwback Nation Radio with Tony Lorino on deck. It's 105.7 CFW. Make it the best Wednesday evening you can, and I will catch you tomorrow afternoon. Bowie now.
Television, I'll give. exciting. My little China girl says, oh baby, just you shut your mouth.
CFW.